Don't be too quick. In a letter to Christians just like us, Paul wrote, "Live by following the Spirit," Galatians 5:16. The true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them, Romans 8:14. To hear many of us talk, you'd think we didn't believe these verses. You'd think we didn't believe in the Trinity. We talk about the Father and study the Son, but when it comes to the Holy Spirit, we are confused at best and frightened at worst. Confused because we have never been taught. Frightened because we've been taught to be afraid. May I simplify things a bit? The Holy Spirit is the presence of God in our lives, carrying on the work of Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps us in three directions. Inwardly, by granting us the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 through 24. Upwardly, by praying for us, Romans 8:26. And outwardly, by pouring God's love into our hearts, Romans 5:5. In evangelism, the Holy Spirit is on center stage. If the disciple teaches, it is because the Spirit teaches the disciple, Luke 12:12. If the listener is convicted, it is because the Spirit has penetrated, John 16:10. If the listener is converted, it is by the transforming power of the Spirit, Romans 8:11. If the new believer matures, it is because the Spirit makes him or her competent, 2 Corinthians 3:6. You have the same Spirit working with you that Philip did. Some of you don't believe me. You're still cautious. I can hear you mumbling under your breath as you listen, "Philip had something I don't. I've never heard an angel's voice." To which I counter, "How do you know Philip did?" We assume he did. We've been taught he did. The flannel board figures say he did. An angel puts his trumpet in Philip's ear and blares the announcement, and Philip has no choice. Flashing lights and fluttering wings are nothing to deny. The deacon had to go. But could our assumption be wrong? Could it be that the angel's voice was every bit as miraculous as the one you and I hear? What? You've heard the voice whispering your name, haven't you? You felt the nudge to go and sensed the urge to speak? Hasn't it occurred to you? You invite a couple over for coffee. Nothing heroic, just a nice evening with old friends. But from the moment they enter, you can feel the tension. Colder than glaciers.